You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Te Pōtiki o Te Ao is an exhibition by Shannon Te Ao, Ngāti Tūwhare Toa, Ngāti Wairangi, Ngāti Te Rangiita, Te Pāpaka a Māui, on at Coastal Signs. Exhibiting new photographs, the works are tender images of Te Ao's children presented in sequences. I spoke to Shannon about the exhibition and his practice, as well as a work of his to be presented at the 15th Gwangju Biennale Pavilion later this year.
I made this project kind of immediately after an exhibition that closed at Te Uru, where I featured my kids in a series of portraits. And so, yeah, Te Pōtiki o Te Ao references my name, one of my kids' names, and also, I guess, like a kind of like a space or a place or a position, you know. I guess the translation is like, I don't know, it would sound something like the smallest in the world. And so I guess I've been thinking about kind of like relationality, positionality, and even just like aligning like art and life, those kinds of small questions, really.
No, absolutely. And yeah, as you say, the subjects in these photographs are your children, your whānau. How was it working with whānau as opposed to subjects outside of the family unit?
Super fun. And, you know, I guess like, easier and harder in different ways, you know. My kids have a pretty long-standing kind of awareness of what I'm doing as an artist. They kind of carry their own kind of narratives in and around the work, and so to kind of drop them in it wasn't such a surprise for them, or didn't, you know, I guess some areas needed explaining, lots of areas didn't need an introduction. And I guess, like, I don't know, that's one of the questions. I'm not really sure what it means to put your kids in your own artwork. I'm just kind of interested in thinking about that through these images.
And your engagement with photography, how is your engagement with photography different from engagement with other mediums you've worked with, for example?
I still don't take my own photos. I haven't taken my own photos ever, really. I work with, I guess, a small group of collaborators. That's the same. It's kind of the same way I've been working in terms of moving image and film works as well. So that's just the same. And in fact, the images, I guess the photographic images I've been making over the last 4 or 5 years have always been intended as, I don't know, sketches or swatches or just kind of entry points into what may or may not become new film works. And so I guess I kind of see them both as being part of the same continuum, but I've just been quite happy to, I guess, like concentrate on, you know, still images and photographic images rather than trying to push them into kind of video works or moving image of late, you know. So really what's the most interesting to me is to think about kind of when and where the works take place, and if the works actually help us imagine a space in time or place, when and how might we kind of get there, you know. So that's the same with either the photography works or the film works.
And the saturated colour and calmness in these images in this exhibition creates, you know, quite a deeply tender quality. Was this a conscious choice to elicit these kind of feelings through these works?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what would I say in response to that? I'd say everything's on some level. Each new body of work is also like a kind of practical experiment. And so if you closely kind of trace, you know, the last 3 or 4 projects, that even just the ones I've shown in Auckland, you can kind of see quite clearly the kind of visual experiments that I'm playing with. In these works, we're actually using, I don't know, black and white or kind of monochrome and colour planes. I don't really call it like a different thing. I just call it, or think about it as more out of the same thing, or just a kind of different angle on the same world, you know. And I suppose on top of that, I'm thinking about like where the liveness in the work actually takes place. So they're constructed using a combination of rear projected backgrounds, or in this case a large scale LED wall, and then there's a live event that the performance that the kids carry in the images, and then there are medium format color negatives documenting that event, and then those negatives digitally scanned, then printed, and then hung in a room, you know. And so I'm kind of like interested in kind of what that architecture, kind of suspense and time and place, you know.
And I wanted to talk about the use of double exposure, and these works have been presented in a sequence. How do these kind of techniques contribute to these images?
Yeah, and I guess I see kind of those moves or those decisions in the work as other ways to, I don't know, whether, I guess they do things, they do a couple of things at once. They kind of hold things together and hold things apart, you know, like the reproduction of a single image within a work kind of does something, expands, I guess, that moment or our experience of it. And then the kind of, I guess, the sequential nature in the work that plays out through, I guess, the works being in series, but also stuff like the double exposure, again, just in a different way, just kind of like, either holds things apart a little bit or just kind of is on its way to totally aligning them. And so I'm into that kind of like fuzziness, and I don't mean just visual fuzziness. I suppose I'm like genuinely talking about like any kind of alignment, spiritual, emotional, political, you know, parental. What are we holding together and what are we holding apart is another way to kind of say all that.
And you were the winner of the Walters Prize in 2016. How significant has that been to developing your practice?
Yeah, quite. I mean, you know, that's a significant achievement for sure. I kind of like that was a special time and place for me and my work. And I, you know, what do? I guess I think about the nominees that everyone's nominated at the moment, so I can kind of like understand a little bit what they're going through. For me, it meant, I guess, a new kind of visibility on my work, you know, and so that's in a lot of ways, you know, all you can really kind of hope for as an artist is to kind of try and build an audience somehow. So if nothing else, it definitely helped mobilize a larger audience around my work, you know, and so I'm kind of still enjoying all of the kind of benefits and privileges of that today, you know.
Absolutely. And later this year, you've got a moving image of yours, Iara Iara Rererunga Rereraro, will be presented in Gwangju, South Korea, as Aotearoa New Zealand's contribution to the 15th Gwangju Biennale Pavilion. Can you tell me a little bit more about this presentation?
Yeah, thanks. It's what is it? It's an existing work. The work was actually originally commissioned for the Asia Pacific Triennial, the last iteration. I can't remember. I guess what year was it? 2022 or 2021? Forgive me. And so I'm excited to take this work over there. It's built in a similar way to the photographs at Coastal Signs at the moment. That same kind of architecture, in terms of like, you know, the process of reproduction, live event, film, and then digital kind of scans, except in this case, the material informs a three-channel moving image installation. We're being hosted by the Suha Gallery, which is close to, I guess, the main pavilion at Gwangju. And yeah, there's heaps of people that I probably should shout out to, and so I'm just going to say, hey, thanks everyone who's helping that along. But it's a long list of people, and I'm excited. I've been going through kind of like, I guess, you know, normal kind of ups and downs in terms of nerves and butterflies, but today I feel really kind of happy and exhilarated by the possibility. I'm leaving next week, and then I'll be out there for just under a fortnight, and traveling with a small team and meeting some the team already over there. We're doing most of the work remotely, and I'll kind of like drop in to just the closing stages of the install and all that entails. Fingers crossed everything's in good order. But I suppose what I would add is like this one's a musical, isn't it? You know, it's kind of like the same kind of photographic or filmic techniques, but this one's animated in a really different way, you know. So in the same way that people might, you know, walk through the exhibition at Coastal Signs in a body of photographs, we're encouraging them to do the same with three short films in this instance.
That was artist Shannon Te Ao speaking to me about an exhibition of his, Te Pōtiki o Te Ao, currently on at Coastal Signs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.